Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anmita Bunsen. Today is Monday, January 27, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. You can get easier access to key tools on the Money Control app. In case you do not have it, please download the app now. Moving on to our top stories for the day. NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Maria Bryant died in a helicopter crash on January 26 in California, US. Media reports say that Enforcement Directorate unearths a money trail of Popular Front of India with relations to anti-CAA protests. The government has released an expression of interest on Air India yet again. And lastly, two patients have been suspected of coronavirus and they have been kept under isolation in Jaipur and Patna. In a sad news, NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Maria Bryant died in a helicopter crash on January 26 in California, US. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita. We got this news that Bryant was among the passengers who were traveling with this helicopter, and there were 9 people who have died in the crash, including the pilot. But the crash site was difficult to access as per the official reports, and that firefighters had to hike to the area. So it is not immediately clear that the identity of other passengers who were on board. But as you said, we know the 13-year-old daughter Gianna, along with the NBA legend, have passed away in the accident. But the authorities have said that it might take several days to recover the bodies from the crash site because it's a very tough terrain. The sheriff has said that it was roughly 11 yards in, each direction. And it is an area that, that is a little dangerous to reach, very quickly. So that might take a little while. But in terms of why they were in that helicopter is because Bryant was on his way to the academy to coach his daughter when this crash happened. And the academy was hosting the Mamba Cup tournament series, a series of tournaments for boys and girls from the 3rd to the 8th grades. And he was actually coaching the team. And of course, the games were cancelled after the news became public. So this is what we know right now.
Right. And how is the world reacting to this sad news?
So we have the present and the past NBA players who have come out. The president of the United States, Trump, has tweeted his condolence. The previous president of the U.S., Barack Obama, has actually said, expressed his grief in a tweet. And but also there is this one tweet that is going viral, is from the 2012. So in November 2012, somebody had tweeted that Bryant will die in a helicopter, in a plane crash.
And, okay, is it?
Yeah, and then this tweet is now suddenly going viral after it actually happened. So this is what we are hearing. But if you talk about in terms of his achievements, there's a lot of his commitment to winning was never questioned. He was the winner of NBA's Most Valuable Player Award for 2007 and 8. And he has won 2 international medals in the Olympics in 2008 and 2012, both gold for the U.S. in basketball. There are several other, so basically Bryant is a legacy.
Right.
And there are many achievements to his name. So, of course, there's a lot of grief that is all over social media.
Well, we can only pray for the family and may his soul rest in peace. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Media reports say that Enforcement Directorate unearths a money trail of Popular Front of India with relation to anti-CAA protests. To give us more insights on this, I have with me Money Control Siddhesh Rath. Hi Siddhesh, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me here.
Siddhesh, what has the ED uncovered so far?
Well, Anvita, according to media reports, the ED has found 73 bank accounts that are linked to the Popular Front of India, or the PFI.
Hmm.
And the Islamic outfit has apparently spent 134 crore on the anti-CAA protests. And it also revealed that about three non-governmental organizations are funding the PFI.
Hmm.
And one of them is the Rehab India Foundation, which is also being currently probed by the agency. Although no official statements have been released by the investigation agency so far,
right.
The media reports had also stated that these funds were actually used to help the protesters by transporting them, providing them food and accommodation, including other facilities to carry out these anti-CAA protests, including those that are taking place at Shaheen Bagh.
Hmm.
It's also been stated that the agency might go ahead and freeze some of these accounts in the future in connection to this case.
Right. Could you give us some details about PFI?
Well, Anvita, PFI was established in 2006. This was a federation of three different organizations. One was the Karnataka Forum for Dignity, the National Development Front, and the Kerala and Manitha Neethi Pasarai in Tamil Nadu.
Hmm.
It describes itself as a socio-economic movement, and the organization aimed to help Muslims and empower them, including those who are deprived and downtrodden.
Hmm.
But news reports also say that members of this organization have been at least involved in 27 different murder cases, mostly of CPM and RSS cadre in Kerala. And the organization has also been accused of carrying out forced conversions in the Malappuram and certain other districts in Kerala as well.
Hmm.
The police in Karnataka and Kerala have even found evidence of use of lethal weapons in PFI centers.
Right. Siddhesh, wasn't PFI in the news earlier?
Yes, well, earlier in January, the Uttar Pradesh police wanted the organization to be proscribed for its alleged role in anti-CAA protests, and they had accused the organization of inciting violence in the state with regards to these protests. I'm just quoting from the UP police members that the PFI members, such as who are of the UP cadre, the unit president Wasim Ahmed has been arrested for instigating the violence. And it also gave a detailed list of the activities in this last decade in UP. And I'll just quote a senior officer saying, and I quote, "Since 2010, we have registered 13 cases against PFI members in the state. Of them, 6 cases were lodged in connection with the recent protest and the violence," unquote.
Siddhesh, what is PFI's response?
Well, Anvita, with regards to the allegations, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, the General Secretary of the Popular Front of India, said that, and I quote, "We strongly condemn news reports regarding PFI's financial link to instigate CAA protests." So they've just gone ahead to deny of any involvement concerning the ED reports on the same.
Moving on to our next story, the government has released an expression of interest on Air India yet again. Siddhesh, what are the details?
The government of India will completely exit Air India according to this latest expression of interest, including its stake in its units, which are the Air India Express and the Air India SAT. And it's given the in-principle approval for the strategic disinvestment of Air India by its 100% equity share in these two major units of Air India. It's also appointed EY to advise and manage the proposed transaction, and the last date of submission for the expression of interest will be the 17th of March, and the government will carry out or rather will get in touch with the qualified bidders by 31st of March.
Hmm. Hmm.
Okay.
How is this expression of interest different from its earlier offer?
Well, Anvita, the key differentiator between the previous expression of interest and the current one is that it will take about 30,000 crore rupees of Air India's debt off the books for potential bidders. Just to give you an idea of the total liabilities that Air India had, Air India has accumulated, it is over 52,000 crore, and it's had a net loss that it had accumulated in FY19 to 8,556 crores from the 5,348 crore in the previous year. So you can see that this was definitely needed as an incentive to get companies to bring forth their expression of interest for Air India. The government has already parked about 30,000 crore of debt from this 52,000 crores in a special purpose vehicle. And so any company that is looking to take up Air India in its entirety will only be saddled with about 23,286 crore worth of debt, which is taken mainly for aircraft purchases and currently secured against government guarantees. So these government guarantees, for the record, will lapse once the new buyer will take over. The second major difference was the fact that the government, in its previous expression of interest, had offered only 76% of Air India, of its stake in Air India. Now it's offering the complete stake. So anyone who is looking to take up Air India in the form of looking to invest in it will get to invest 100%, as opposed to the 76% earlier.
Right. Sidhesh, who could be the possible suitors?
Well, just looking at the previous people who had submitted their expressions of interest, we can just narrow it down to two categories. One is the domestic players and one is the international players. It's been known that the Tata Group has a natural interest in Air India because this was the group that had first founded Air India as Tata Air Services in 1932. Recent interviews had pointed out the Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekaran, while did not give an affirmation, he has not ruled out the option of the group considering a possible bid for Air India. And just to let you know that the Tata Group is still has interests in the aviation sector through its investment in two joint ventures, namely Vistara and Air Asia India. Other names that have cropped up recently included Indigo, the Hindutva Group, and SpiceJet. Now, a lot of these players in the domestic circuit are actually small. They're very small, so that they can't really crop up the investments or give up an investment offer plan on their own. But it is possible for these airlines to form a consortium with private equity investors or sovereign funds and come up with an offer in that sense. On the international front, there has been some interest seen amongst players. Some of them, including Qatar Airways, though, did back out, and they've ruled out that option earlier. So only time will tell once the March deadline comes into place whether Air India will see a possible suitor.
Right. Thank you so much, Sidhesh, for all those details.
Thank you so much, Anvita.
Two suspected cases of infection coronavirus has been reported in the states of Rajasthan and Bihar. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Atharva Pandit. Hi Atharva, thank you for joining in.
Yeah, right, Anvita. So there have been cases of suspected coronavirus which have been reported from Rajasthan and Bihar, like you said. In Rajasthan, a suspected case was reported, following which the patient has now been kept in isolation. This was informed by the state health minister Raghu Sharma, and the suspected case, the patient, had come back to Rajasthan after completing an MBBS course in China, and he has now been kept in isolation at the SMS hospital. So, and the state government has also given directions to conduct a screening of all the family members of the patient. And in an official statement, the minister that I mentioned before, he said that a blood sample of the patient was sent to the National Virology Laboratory in Pune. As for Bihar, it reported its first suspected case on January 27, which is today. A 29-year-old research scholar who came from China's Tianjin region last week was quickly isolated. She was actually admitted to the Patna Medical College Hospital on the morning of January 27. And she has been kept under observation, but that is what we know so far.
Well, Atharva, last time we heard a similar suspicious case in Kerala.
Yes, so there was also a case that was reported from Kerala, Kochi in Kerala, in fact. This case was related to a student who was admitted to the government medical college in Ernakulam now, authorities have shifted the student to the medical college since he had fever. This has been reported by the Times of India. With this case, the number of persons admitted to the isolation wards in Kochi has now risen to 3. It's also pertinent to mention that health department officials have asked the public to follow the instructions that have been put out by the state government to prevent the disease. Officials have also said that officials with the Cochin International Airport have also said that they have screened 44 passengers who arrived from countries with coronavirus cases, and no one was reported to be ill.
Thank you so much, Atharva, for all those details. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anmita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you for listening.